and Tommy and me, and there was Anthony Stabile.
How you doing?
Frankie Carbone. And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy. And his guys, Frankie the Wop, Freddie No Nose. And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother. And you had Nicky Eyes.
What's up, guy?
And Mikey Francesi.
Yeah, I want to see him.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
I'm gonna go get the papers,
Tony Soprano, Casino, Vegas. What's going on? You'll hear about it now. Obsoleta. Yeah, there's something about that connection between Tony Soprano and Vegas and Casino. Does anybody know? We're gonna unpack it on this episode of Man Behind the Machine. Dr. Obsoleto here, looking at Tony Soprano. Seen the series at least 7+ times all the way through. Have seen Goodfellas many times, can't say how many times, and Casino. And so does anybody know Anthony Spilotro? Okay, that was played by Joe Pesci in Casino. How do we know Tony Soprano isn't patterned off of the Spilotro brothers in Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I think Tony Soprano was in Vegas, and the Spilotro brothers have a lot to do with that. David Chase looking at this as character studies, but definitely want everybody to, you know, tune in, let me know your thoughts, leave messages online or send a voicemail. What are your thoughts? Do you think Tony Soprano is a character study of the Spilotro brothers? You know, do you see any similarities with Casino? Obviously, many different similarities and actors from Casino and Goodfellas who were in the Sopranos. Thank you for listening. Dr. Obsoleto.
Death.
Similarities with the Tony Soprano character, too many. And then you keep watching and watching the Sopranos, you want to watch it again, and then all these questions arise, especially with the Talking Sopranos podcast with Schrippa and Imperioli. You know, it just the questions they ask raise more questions. So what are your thoughts about Tony Soprano and Casino? Come on. You don't think David Chase studied that film? If he was, scouring the filmography landscape for ideas, from Godfather to Goodfellas, Obsoleto, and Casino, let me know. Forget about it, okay? Go get your gabagool, okay? Go get your shine box, Tommy. You don't know what it's like to be the boss. Every decision you make affects every other thing and person around you. You don't get all due respect. Richie, you're out of jail. Here's your chicken cutlet.
For you.
Nothing but the best for Richie.
All of your
soft drinks of choice. Hotel Mutadel, huh? Berjout, Gabagool, put it all on there, okay, with some nice Schwiedel, huh? He's a main guy! What are you laughing at? You think I'm a clown? Like I see you, I'm a clown?
Subject matter.
Michael, did you do it? I'll let you ask me about my business just this one time. Did you do it, Michael? No.
Whiskey Falls. Oh, Richie, Vinny, Joey, Johnny,
Frank,
Carmine, Paulie,
Tommy,
Leo, Vito, Mikey, Christopher, Johnny Boy, oh, what you go, oh, hey, oh, yeah, hey, oh, oh, hey, hey, ooh. Oh, you big monster, you. Get over here, you. Let me pinch those bulldog cheeks. Get over here, you. I'm the boss now. Get over here, you big galoop, you. How was Miami? Look at him. Hot and sweaty. Yeah, he just graduated college.
Take that, you filthy animal.
He's a guy. He's a main guy. You can't do that. Hey, he's a friend of ours. Forget that the Fugazi diamond, okay? Forget about it. Phil. Philly Jr. Oh, you crossed the line. He's a main guy. You can't touch him. Tony Soprano in Vegas. Man behind the machine. Thanks for listening. Forget about it, okay? Forget about it. It's going to cost you a vig. 3 points. Those who want respect, give respect. That's the reason everybody wants to get to the front of the line. Another toothpick.
You're going to stay out of people's beaks.
You're only as good as your last envelope. Some people are so far behind the race, they actually believe they're leading. But Don doesn't wear shorts. Gabish. Oh no. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? Huh? This is who leads us now. You steer the ship the best you know. Sometimes it's smooth, sometimes you hit the rocks.
Gabagool. With the gabagool. The prosciutto. Mozzarella. Eat your money gut. Mario Batali's green bean recipe. Oh, he's such a dreamboat. Forget about it, okay? Forget about it. Gabagool.
Where's the gabagool?
Sometimes we're all hypocrites.
All this from a slice of gabagool? What? Oh!
I don't care how close you are. In the end, your friends are gonna let you down. Gabish, family, they're the only ones who can depend on. A grown man made a wager. He lost. He made another one. He lost again. End of story. Is this a woman thing? You ask me how I'm feeling, I tell you how I'm feeling, and now you're gonna torture me with it? Oh, gabagool. Forget about it. A wrong decision is better than indecision. We're soldiers. Soldiers don't go to hell. It's war. Soldiers kill other soldiers. We're in a situation where everyone involved knows the stakes. And if you're gonna accept those stakes, you gotta do certain things. It's business. Gabagool.
Oh, oh. Hey, Tommy really is a funny guy.
Every time I'm out, they pull me back in.
Gabagoo. Hey, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Hey, oh. Hey, Gabagoo. Oh. Oh, 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 hey, Zadish. Hey, how you doing? Oh, how's your sister?
Bobby's the only guy that doesn't have a gumar. He loves her that much. Why don't you go see a Russian whore?
Oh, oh, hey, hey, oh, oh. Beep, beep, beep.
Hey, Pauly Walnuts. You add up all your mortal sins and multiply that number by 50? Then you add up all your venial sins and multiply that by 25. You add that together, and that's your sentence.
I figure I'm going to have to do 6,000 years before I get accepted into heaven. And 6,000 years is nothing in eternity terms. I can do that standing on my head. It's like a couple of days here. Polly Walnuts, Galtieri.
You're a boss now. Come over here. Let me congratulate you. He's a boss now, huh? You can't touch him.
Forget about it. Gabagool.
Congratulations, Godfather.
Gabagool.
On this, the day of your child. May the child be a masculine child.
Oh, Johnny, what's going on? Joey, Carmine, Guido, Vinny. Oh, come here, you.
Oh, you're good, you. Come here, kid. You have to, might have to cook for yourself one day. Okay, I'm gonna...
Guido.
Yeah, we make the Sunday gravy. Get over here, you.
Oh, Polly. Come over here. Did you talk to that guy about that thing? You know, that guy? Huh? Yeah, you know that guy. I'm a boss now, huh? It's great. Yes, Godfather. Of course, Godfather. Anything you want, Godfather. Yeah, Godfather. I got it. I got it. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. I'll talk to that guy about that thing, okay? Obsoleto. Man, mind the machine.
With Sammy, Johnny, Louie, Little Nicky, you know, from all over there in Philly. Yeah, and then there's one in Bensonhurst as well. Yeah, all right.
Oh, hey, hey, oh. Oh, oh. Hey, you. Faccia brute. Who you calling Gavone?
Nothing, no. I'm just minding my own business.
I didn't see nothing. I didn't see nothing. I didn't see nothing, I swear, Johnny.
Ooh.
Boss. Hey. Godfather. Ooh. He's a made guy.
Hey. Never read on your friends and always keep your mouth shut.
Gabagool.
And that is going to cause victory. God is protecting his objective in winning the war in my life, even though this battle for my health has been lost. Even
Nick Nolte was somebody that Tony Soprano admired in The Sopranos. Did you notice that?
Yeah. If you look at that movie, there's one line that depicts people who've gotten help and have gone along their merry little way. And so wrote it in my journal.
And do you know
to
that...
Me, that
do you know,
seems...
You know, Edie Falco, who plays Carmella, she can't even cook. And people come up to her on the street and ask her for her recipe for baked ziti.
And, for real?
Yeah, for real. She doesn't know how to cook Italian food. And in the episode, she's cooking for Tony, for her family, for Meadow, baked ziti.
Yep.
She's making this, bringing it to Meadow's dorm room. But it's hilarious that people actually think it's real because it's so well acted.
Yes, and I have really started Obsoleto. To admire her dress. So some of her dress two decades later almost is classic. So I started looking up Carmella fashion on Pinterest. Yes.
What?
It's classic. And Carmella, I started looking at some of her dress. And this is 20 years later. I am more interested in not fashion and fad like the 80s and the zonked out looks from how the women dress. I'm looking for classic and forever.
Zonk.
What's it called?
Zonked out look. Zonk. What's a zonk?
Zonk. Like if you were on a game show and you wore a look and it was winning a prize, you'd get the zonk.
You know, like Richard Dawson on Family Feud, he used to kiss the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently they had them sign contracts before the show asking if Richard could kiss them. I mean, who would have done that these days? Who does that?
I mean,
no, did you know Richard Dawson used to do that?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so the old Family Feud, Richard Dawson. He greeted
He greeted women
with kisses.
Yeah, I, every time I watch Richard Dawson, I'm back on Hogan's Heroes. I'm like, you know, I don't remember him kissing people on Hogan's Heroes. That's what my mind does weird things.
You know, he was so weird. Do you know on the last episode before he retired, he gave us, he spoke before the camera, and he said something like, God bless every woman and child, and he gave the devil sign. He held up his hand, and he gave the devil horns. I thought that was so weird and bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was so inspired by Carmella fashion that I actually drew a picture of you. I sent it to you last week.
Oh, thank you.
It was actually what Pinterest, the TikTok, you know, for the full.
Oh. You're looking at pictures of Carmella Soprano fashion? So what?
Well, one of the things I look at, like.
What are these women? Are there women dressed? Are there women dressing like her?
Like, I don't think so. I think she's a classic look. According to Pinterest, there has been no one greater than Carmella for her style.
Wow.
She has like she's an icon.
Yeah.
Of her own, right?
Yeah, she's got jewelry and the fur coat. That he brought her, yeah.
I do believe my daughter was getting ready. It wasn't stereotypical because Dad was doing, wasn't he doing like a mob hit?
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing business. So his visiting colleges with his daughter didn't turn out like a normal either.
Yeah, he found, Tony finds somebody that escaped the family years ago and went into the witness protection program. Or left, but anyways.
So, I stereotype I stereotyped. I already just told you a stereotype. I'm able to reflect
obsolete
almost immediately and say, "Hey, wait a minute."
Yeah.
And I know my girlfriend, who is also a writer, she's not going to be doing any time. But I don't like to get you in, so. I could use Mike for the 45 because he was quiet. But Mikey and his 45, you know, I'm going back to Cicero. Decades.
Yeah.
I in restaurants, guns and hand. And I thought that was like a hash. We had that in my hometown. It was called Bush. Instead of hash, it was Bush. And he bought the automatic to defend his jewelry store because he kept getting robbed at the mall. At the largest mall, this was a major store, and he came back in, and he, because I had the experience
Obsoleto.
From selling guns overseas, you know, back in the day in my 20s, and I'm like, in your 20s, you look at life differently, like, you know, the guy who's buying the shotgun, you're like, well, Italians might go out in the wilderness and hunt.
And remember, Adriana brought that undercover FBI agent Danielle to Tony's home.
Yeah.
So again, there's just a number of things that, you know, and then they flipped her and, you know, interesting, so, huh?
I think what I was more attracted in Adriana was her beauty.
Yeah.
Her stealth beauty that was, I don't think that she was a teenager or someone in her 20s.
Yeah.
She had stealth beauty for decades, as far as I can guess. Adriana.
The beauty.
She's a cat getting married, but wait a minute. Is it overseas somewhere? Third world country guys are in her office killing each other?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to realize, you know what? She probably does have a drug addict. The FBI agents, they couldn't find Adriana. And the decades long and her... You know, other qualities that were associated with her beauty. Like when Artie, with the restaurant, fell in love with her, she had the charisma. Not only did she have the beauty, she had the charisma. And I was attracted
Artie
to that.
Artie Bucco. Artie Bucco is a very talented actor. And he's he does like a lot of gestures. He studied a lot of gestural kind of comics and actors over the years. And yeah. Christopher Moltisanti knows him. They go back. They were roommates. They were friends in New York. So
Artie, I'm attracted to the chef in him. I'm attracted to the food service in him.
Yeah, the chef. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the good that he does with it. I keep looking at him. Well, he's more like friends of mob. He's not really in the mob. But again, that's more denied.
You know, well, he's an associate. Kind of, yeah.
More or less.
Remember, he's Tony's closest and longtime friend.
So, you know,
and that's why Tony loans him $50,000 and then he can't pay it back. And Tony just wipes it clean and says, okay, I'll take it off you could take it off my restaurant bill, my tab, you know, but Tony would never let that fly with anybody else.
Yeah.
Remember when Bucco had to get the money for the French guy to invest in some...
there's a message there. Your lifelong friends that you went through school together, even though they're not active as like a maid guy or a captain or whatever the organization is, they're still lifelong friends because they grew up together, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So that, I have that strong bone with the Bucco in my hometown, but I definitely don't have that here. No connection.
Yeah, and then Bucco, you know, is in the hospital, and he tells Tony. Tony comes and visits him, and he tells Tony that Tony saw this 10 steps ahead. He said, "Tony, that's why you're so genius. You thought 10 steps ahead. You knew that you were going to loan me the money, that I wasn't going to pay me back." But then again, Bucco is almost saying that he's thinking 10 steps ahead. He knows that when he borrows the money, if he defaults on it, Tony's not going to do anything to him. See?
Evidently, I am not familiar or paying attention to Bucco. Is Bucco just like a driver, or who is he?
No, Artie Bucco is the chef of...
Artie. I call him Artie. Yeah, okay.
He's the owner of Vesuvio. And he brings... this is how much I know. He brings food to Tony's mom in the hospital, and he says, remember my restaurant Vesuvio? And then she says, oh, the one that got burnt down. And then
on the episode, I must be into season 6 now, where Artie is getting back together with his wife.
Yeah, Charmaine.
I forgot her name.
Charmaine? Yeah, Charmaine.
And I'm happy because I'm longing to see people get back together. I am for stereotypes, theology, you know, ideals. And I also am very happy because the episode of Tony getting back together with Carmella, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Peacemaker. And everybody's
staying. And no. You know, despite everything, all the outward appearances, you're a very conventional man. Because he always...
Really?
Yeah, that's what she says to him, yeah.
Noticing in later episodes that she really, really likes him. She really likes that she stood her ground against her husband, which he seems to have disappeared. I don't see him in later episodes. I'm thinking, and she somehow reached inside herself and did the right thing inside herself to escape. Well, her beauty wasn't on. So.
And remember that Carmella goes, and he looks like Freud.
I find that interesting that the resistance that Carmella puts up, I look at as some of her strength. She doesn't want to be swayed by other people because she's the master swayer or a master manipulator. Carmella manipulative?
Well, I don't know, but all I know is when the bear episode, when there was a bear outside, what's his name? Benny.
I like the Benny. Bear episode.
Yeah, Benny, little Benny. When Benny came over to protect her, she away knew where the AK-47 was and the grenades. She brought him to where the weapons were as if she was giving him a piece of bread with butter. It was just natural.
That was a bit risky because he was just a
soldier, right?
Yeah, but he's trusted by Tony.
Yeah. All right, well.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's interesting. Benny, you know? But
when Tony finally came in the house once, yeah. He goes, well, where's the soldier? I forgot his name. And she's like, well, he's in your office or in her office
right.
making calls. I don't think Tony was real happy about that.
No, he wasn't.
He doesn't want him in her house, just like the guy from Italy. I forgot his name.
Furio.
Yeah, he was wanting in the house and in more of her private parts than Tony wanted. And Tony wasn't really paying attention.
But I think what you're getting at with Carmella is that she's more interconnected in his world than meets the eye.
Yeah. Whether she did it by manipulation or intuition, she could just have really high intuition, her character.
Right.
You know, Tony didn't necessarily tell her where the AK, whatever that is, the AR-7 was. But she just had a common sense about things. You know, we don't talk about it, but we know, right? Facilities? Yeah. No. I sold guns for NATO alliances. Europe, there was never a semi-automatic. Now, the guys would come in and tell me how now this guy's fully automatic. There would be customers who, you know, GIs, veterans, active duty, who would say, yeah, this can be modified. And they tried to tell me how to do it. And I'm like, why do I want to modify a weapon?
Yeah, you don't want to do that. No, no.
Interest in any weapons other than for sport.
Yeah, nothing. No. You never did that, yeah.
I was never that into guns. Yeah. I was into, like, we're going to the range, we're going to shoot skeet, I'm going to compete and shoot, and the Italians came, and they were quite good.
Right.
They never thought of it as anything other than sport. Here are all these visiting, because you had to be in NATO alliances, have a NATO card, and then you were allowed to come to the events, right? And it's like, look, you know, these guys are really good at the sport, and that's all my mind went to.
Yeah. Yeah, pure like the snow.
You know, maybe
Tony Soprano in Vegas.
Possibility.
Somebody posted in the mob group the beginning of the end of Vegas. Yeah, I sent it to you.
Beginning of the end.
Of Vegas. Yeah, do you know who this is? Take a guess.
But how can they say that the mob is coming to an end in Vegas? Isn't that a bit... Take a look.
Yeah, take a look. See, so who do you think this is?
Dr. Obsolete.
Well, I'm guessing his name is something like Joey.
Or Vinny or Pauly.
I don't know. I don't recognize him.
Tony.
Oh, okay.
Vegas.
But it does say Chicago there.
It says Chicago office. The Chicago office, right? Yeah.
Rigatoni a la Tony.
Fine-looking guy.
Okay.
Really fine-looking. I look at them guys like they're my brothers, you know what I mean? I look at their faces going, wow, you know, I feel like I know him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, so I'll give you a hint. Okay, I'm gonna give you two clues. Woke up the outfit.
Right.
And
Dr. Obsoleto.
Yeah, the beginning of Vegas casino.
I still don't know who he is. I know he looks like the one bald guy by the "we're open" sign. I know that's not the guy, but the bald guy looks like Tony Soprano.
Oh, yeah. So Spilatro. Okay, so Tony basically, Spilatro is part
of the
outfit.
What's it called?
He was part of the Chicago.
No.
But what's the name?
Anthony Spilatro. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
He was high ranking in the 70s and 80s.
Spilatro. See, that doesn't even ring a bell.
He could have
modeled a little bit of Tony Soprano after him.
Maybe.
The guy sitting at the table with a bald head looks like Tony Soprano.
Right.
The guy in the white polo shirt.
Could be Tony. Yeah, it could be Tony. Do you remember the movie Casino?
I kind of do, with the Rat Pack.
Martin Scorsese.
The Rat Pack?
No. Martin Scorsese film about the mob in Vegas.
I kind of remember that.
With Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro. Yeah. So anyways, Joe Pesci plays Anthony Spilotro. Anthony Spilotro works for the outfit. Now, all these different families, they all get a piece of Vegas, right? The outfit, New York, Philadelphia, everybody.
Right.
So Spilotro is the outfit's representative. So all these old guys are like collecting money in a grocery store in Kansas City. They send out a representative. And Anthony Spilotro, played by Joe Pesci, is that representative. So he was at the Stardust Hotel. He ran all that money.
But why do they call it the beginning of the end?
The beginning of the end.
You know, I'm certain it'll always continue.
Yeah.
There is no ending organized crime. I'm certain it will continue.
You know I go from rags to riches. Right? You don't think it's the end?
Nope. Here's what I think. It's hard to be boots on the ground and go and collect those little envelopes store to store. You know what I'm talking about. They show it in The Sopranos.
What
boots
happened?
On the ground, you got, what do you call it, a gumar or a soldier? Someone who goes store to store and collects his money in envelopes.
Oh, yeah, they collect, yeah.
I believe that form of organized crime is not going to be as prevalent, but it still will be. For example, the guy who bought the shipyard in Miami, who's from Chicagoland, who I had a conversation with, a confession, as a bartender running a supper club in the mob, he was handed an envelope of money as the owner of the business.
Oh, yeah?
So why was he handed the envelope of money? He was the broker who brought the shipyard.
Oh.
So see, envelopes of money, I still think they'll be around. And I said to him, it was just me and him at the bar. I was receiving a confession, okay? Popes and bartenders get confessions. Well, it's obvious what it was if he wasn't in the mob and he was the owner of the shipyard. It was hush money.
Oh.
Hush. You see nothing. You talk nothing. And I got the privilege and the honor of meeting. I don't understand this federal license financing. But there are brokers that have federal licensing for financing, too.
Oh.
You know anything about that for commerce?
No, no speak English.
I had the privilege and the honor, and he came back to see me Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
He came back to see me. I don't know if he has interest in me. I don't know how he found me. I'm pretty sure somebody sent him to me. He's an 82-year-old that has lost his second wife. He's half Norwegian and half Swedish, and I do like him. I do like him, but I don't know how to go from client to personal. He basically has no personal business. He came to talk to me. I'm from New Hope, Minnesota. I have friends in New Hope. I have friends in New Hope, for sure. And he could have come down to check on me, or he has interest in me. I can't figure it out.
Oh, yeah?
That's my prayer to God, to get an old 80 or 90-year-old man who just is the kindest, richest old guy that wants me to take care of him.
You're hilarious.
This guy is so nice, but I didn't get much time with him. I was busy.
Yeah.
But anyway, he knows about the envelope of money. He's...
Oh, no.
He was interested in buying into a bar in Florida. He wanted to put his money somewhere other than Minnesota.
That sounds like Donnie Brasco. Where they run a nightclub.
The bar, and he had a meeting with the owner, and he got by word of mouth.
Yeah.
Because they were interested in this Norwegian guy, or Swedish guy, if you don't like Norwegians. This man and I have established, if you don't like Norwegians, then you're Swedish. If you don't like the Swedish, then you're Norwegian.
Okay.
Anyway, he had a meeting with the outfit. Oh. And he's high stakes realtor in Minnesota that knows to say the outfit.
Oh, wow.
He said it to me. Yeah. He had a meeting. And the reason why the whole deal didn't go down from the guy who was selling in the Keys, the Florida Keys. Can you?
Okay.
Guys who've met the guys.
The end of Vegas. Yeah, I never worked for them.
Yeah, I never worked for them, guys. Because they don't exist. Guys who've met the guys.
Because they don't exist. Okay.
Well, that's fine that they don't exist. But here's the point about collecting the envelope of money. Here, it's going to go from physical collection to cyber.
Oh.
You understand cyber, right?
Me no speak English.
It's going to be more cybercrime.
Oh.
More stuff where you don't have the physical man on the ground with the boots going and getting the envelope, right?
Right, boots on the ground, right.
It's going to be cyber. We're going to need a high tech. We're going to need you to sign up, Louie.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why, but I just called you Louie. Louie, we need some really smart, if we were the outfit, we need some really smart cyber criminals.
They got to crack down on this. Yeah, you know? Definitely. It's a problem. It affects everybody.
The cyber crime?
Yeah. Yeah, they got to crack down on it.
Not just the outfit is into it. The Russians are into it. I'm not going to just pick on the Russians. I happen to like their documentary that I'm watching. It's hard to watch it because some of the black and white film is graphic, right? But, yeah. I'm going to say, good job, Jeff Bezos. Good job, Jeff Bezos. Get some good material.
Yeah?
Yeah, some of his material. I tend to watch Netflix, but the theme of Netflix lately, so what happens is you have to search for what you want to watch, and in wholesome documentaries, it's hard to find wholesome. I don't go for this fictional stuff. There's way too much on the dark side right now on Netflix. I don't know if you've noticed that, but basically TV in general leans on the dark side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of evil, a lot of disgusting things they put on there. Sure.
Like The Resident. The Resident.
Right.
It's either The Resident or The Resident Alien. I mean, every one of those shows is evil. And you know who the it's in Colorado, the guy's a doctor, but he's an alien who's taken over a human body. And the dark side of that doctor.
I was going to ask you, is it really the end of Vegas or what?
And I told you no. There'll be a new way of doing business, and it's going to be cybercrime. More cybercrime, less boots on the ground. Make sense?
Tell me another way.
Well, you know that when entire programs are being washed, they have probably been infected by cybercrime.
Oh.
In hospitals and insurance companies, and major companies like where I sit, they're washing, they're totally annihilating major programs to the upset of staffs.
Two, the fact that long-term staff were very upset and they had to fire a long-term staff member as she was very upset at the washing of the program. She refused to get the bigger picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, washing.
The bigger picture is not about her. The bigger picture is cybercrime.
Oh, okay.
And they entirely dumped a major program. Gone. All those people, all those records, gone.
Whoa.
Boom, bam, bing, da-da, boom, da-da.
Huh?
History. How do you wash, how do you delete and destroy an entire program? Worldwide program.
Yeah.
That's like destroying the internet. I feel like I'm sitting with Blue Eyes. That's what they call him. The old Blue Eyes.
Oh, yes. Frankie, boy.
Was Blue Eyes part of or was he friends of?
It doesn't exist.
Was he part of or was he friends of?
I can't speculate about that.
I can tell you a definitive answer. I've watched enough Blue Eyes documentaries. He was friends of. He was friend. He was a friend of the outfit. Because if you watch his Palm City, California, Blue Eyes documentary, you know there's the documentary. Can you tell I collect documentaries? It's a hobby. It's not an obsession.
Tony Soprano.
How do you bet that I'm active in my Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? Any last thoughts about Tony Soprano and Vegas?
I'm going to say Tony Soprano, I wish he wasn't dead. I hope the story goes on behalf of this man's memory. Yeah. Gagliano, is that how you say his name? Gandolino or whatever?
Gandolfini.
Yeah, I hope his story goes on. In memory.
I don't know. Do you think you look enough like Beller?
Absolutely.
Like Beller. What's the name of the guard?
Scotty.
Watch Scotty.
Good afternoon. I got the big guy in back.
What do you say, Scotty? How are the wife and kids?
Fine. Just fine, Mr. Beller. Good to see you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, Larry. This guy doesn't look a lot like Beller to me.
Save the reins, friend. You got the money? Miss Allen is part of the A-team. She'll be our liaison with the ground. If the feds are tipped, we're going to need some warning. There are a couple of guys in the military who'd like to see us again, preferably behind bars.
It's not that we don't trust you.
But we don't trust anybody. You talked to the hijacker? You said not to. Good. Get him on the radio.
This is operations to Bel Air Air Flight 267.
Bel Air Air 267.
This is Edward Beller.
Oh, finally. You get the money, pal?
I have it.
Good. Now, put us on a final approach and put the money in a fuel truck at the end of the runway.
We'll pick up a full load of fuel and we'll release the hostages when we get to Libya.
No deal.
Oh, come on now, pal. Don't pull out on us now. We're prepared to dump this thing in the ocean.
We'll let you have the money. But we want an exchange of hostages. Their safety is our first concern. You release the passengers, and myself and the vice president of Bel Air will come aboard with a $5 million ransom.
Now, what if I say no?
You're running out of fuel, pal. That's it. I don't say another word. What if he doesn't buy it?
Absolutely.
He wants the money.
This is Bell at 267. Clear us for immediate approach. Runway 7 right. 267 requesting permission to land.
Right on, you drive.
Got struts everywhere. And that opening gonna be hard for you to squeeze through.
Hey, I'll just shrink down and squeeze through the cracks.
I thought you said you wasn't crazy anymore.
Only on paper.
Look, man, I want you to take a long time filling up the wing tanks, because I need some time in there. I don't want to wind up in the sky in an airplane.
Number 267, taxi to end of runway 7 right.
Boy, oh boy, if there was ever a time.
I don't get any ideas, Dave.
Well, I do say every man has his price.
And you think $5 million might just be yours, huh?
No. But it's real close.
Not for me.
Repeat, priority clearing on 24.
You would think the patient is going to make it, Doctor.
How are you ever going to make it on the outside world if you keep making a fool out yourself?
I'm thinking about a career in medicine.
Only thing you should be doing in medicine is using it for your head. How much time do we have?
About half a tank.
What's that?
Sounds like noise.